Hi, friends. Welcome to the Contemplative Activist Podcast. We believe that Jesus of Nazareth is inviting a whole new generation of Christ followers to leave what we call 3B ministry, where we measure success using building size, bucks in the offering, and butts in the seats, and become 3C contemplative activists, where the true Christian life consists of communion with Christ, community with one another, and responding to Jesus' commission to go out into the world caring for souls for the greater glory of God. We hope you'll enjoy today's program. And now, here's your host, Pastor Marty Bowler. Hi, friends. Welcome to this ContemplativeActivist.com podcast. It's our hope that these podcasts will offer you a little bit of hope and encouragement as you continue your journey with Jesus. If you're just joining us, we are in the midst of Iggy's Biggies, a 37-podcast/blog series that introduces you to 12 key components of St. Ignatius's spiritual exercises. Right now, we are looking at the third component of Ignatian spirituality, Ignatian Truth Number 3. Ignatian spirituality is all about finding God in all things. Today's theme is a God who is over all, through all, and in all. Let me begin by reading today's Lectio Divina from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6, and I'll be reading in the Message Bible. You were all called to travel on the same road and in the same direction, so stay together, both outwardly and inwardly. You have one Master, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who rules over all, works through all, and is present in all. Everything you are and think and do is permeated with oneness. Since the world we live in is so big, so busy, and yes, so overwhelming at times, it's only appropriate when, in our human nature, we choose to break it down a bit, compartmentalizing our lives into smaller, easier-to-manage segments. We have our work life, our home life, our play and recreation life. We have our me time, where we attempt to shut out everything around us in order to focus exclusively on ourselves. Then there's our socializing time, where we mix and mingle with others. For extroverts, this is when we are truly energized. But for introverts, this socializing segment of our lives can sometimes push us to our limits. For the most part, compartmentalizing our lives like this works well in the busy world we inhabit. But sadly, we human beings can become a bit too legalistic when drawing the lines around our compartments, leaving us with a very disjointed world. Take religion, for example. For centuries, religious people, especially those living in the westernized culture, have compartmentalized life in such a way that we assign God and God activity to specific sections of our lives. The language we tend to use in this process contains two options, sacred and secular. Those people, places, and things having to do with God and God activity are assigned to the sacred compartment, while all other people, places, and things not having to do with God are put into the secular box. Today, that sacred box, which includes spiritual activity like praying, going to church, etc., has become less and less important to more and more people. In America, our secular box is growing in leaps and bounds, taking up more and more of our time, energy, and resources, leaving very little time for anything spiritual. But now comes the rub. While most human beings tend to see their lives through this sacred, secular lens, the God of all creation has nothing to do with it. As a matter of fact, those familiar with the differences between Western thought and an Eastern worldview suggest that this sacred, secular mindset that most of us use in compartmentalizing our lives is only a reality for those who live, move, and have their being in a westernized 21st century world. You see, to the men and women who interacted with Jesus of Nazareth in the first century, and for most of the writers of the Holy Scriptures we call the Bible, the idea of God being assigned to a sacred compartment while the rest of the world is labeled secular would be asinine. In truth, the God of our scriptures is so much larger than our limited, sacred, secular worldview. Many today are coming to the realization that true spirituality must break free of this westernized mindset, lest we strangle ourselves with our own tape measures. St. Ignatius and many of the Protestant reformers actually pegged this problem with a sacred, secular worldview way back in the 16th century. For Ignatius and Luther, for example, God was so much more than a deity that only dabbled in church life. Indeed, for these men, God is at work in church, at our workplace, at school, at play, and just about anywhere else we can imagine. Susan Phillips comments on all this in her excellent book, Candlelight. Let me quote her. "We believe in a God who is omnipresent, immanent, as well as transcendent. There is folly in believing in such a God and then mentally confining that God's knowledge and power to areas outside the domain of our sovereign selves. It's as though we think there is a chlorine-free end of the swimming pool, a God-free zone in our lives. Not so. We affirm theologically that God is ever-present." So, my friends, it's time to stop wading in the imaginary God-free swimming pool of our lives and plunge right into the deep waters of a God who is over all, through all, and in all. Cannonball! Will you pray with me? Okay, God, I realize that you have no interest in being delegated to specific compartments of my life. In truth, you are already over all, through all, and in all. I surrender to trying to keep my life categorized between the sacred and the secular. I acknowledge you as a God in all things, for your glory and for your name's sake. Amen. Here are some questions for you to consider today. While compartmentalizing my busy life can have advantages, where has this process actually kept me from seeing and appreciating my life as one whole work of God? Which compartments have I opened up to Jesus, but maybe more importantly, where have I placed a do not enter sign, hoping the master will not notice? Well, finally, we'd love to hear from you. Let us know how you are experiencing God as you ponder on these things. Go over to our website, thecontemplativeactivist.com, and click on the Contact Us page. We look forward to hearing from you. This is Marty Bowler, hoping your day will be full of God presence, and may the good Lord bless and keep you. See you next time on The Contemplative Activist.